Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Good morning, everybody. How are things going in your world? Are you still in the hectic energy that we've all been experiencing? We have another, like, really super foggy, dense energy day here. Like, I can't even see across my pasture. It's a little bit creepy. I'm really glad I'm not driving in it. I was coming home from an appointment in the city on Saturday, and it was really good until just a few miles or kilometers from my house, and then it got really thick, and I get a little freaked out by it. I'm not going to lie. It's like you have to use all your senses. I honestly get freaked out even more maybe than most people because I have dreams about stuff like this. I'm driving and I can't see in front of me. It's like I can only see a few feet and I have to trust. That's it. And so I have to tell you, when I was on part of the road and I couldn't see, that dream popped in and I'm like, okay, I have to trust. But it really freaks me out. I feel like I'm doing 17 things at once all the time. And who does that to me, right? Who sets my schedule? Me. So I cleared my schedule this week. I opted out of things I had booked. I rescheduled, rearranged what I could, because it got to be too much. I was on a complete energy overload.
Welcome to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower and inspire you on your personal journey. From her cattle ranch in Alberta, this sassy psychic cowgirl uses her connections to universal energies to guide you to greater awareness and wisdom.
Did not hit the button to replay that. It does not show in my studio that it did replay. Dun, dun, dun. Okay, I don't even know what to say about that. That was interesting. Okay. Well, it fits in with what I want to talk about, though. So, like I was talking about the fog, and I've had nighttime dreams that I'm driving in that, and I have to trust all my other senses except for sight, and I trust that the universe has my back, and all those things that you can either give in to the fear and anxiety. I did. I thought about pulling over, phoning my husband, and saying, I did. I thought about it, and then I realized, okay, I need to breathe, and I need to just move forward. Because even if I pull over and he comes and gets me, seriously, how's that going to work? Leave my truck there? So I'm going to pull out my husband and children to come on these terrible roads? No. So I prayed. I did meditations, calm on the in-breath, Shannon on the out-breath. And it was interesting because it was patchy enough that it was spaces where it was really clear and I could just breathe and move forward and it didn't feel uncomfortable. It didn't feel edgy. It It just felt good. Make sense? I hope this radio show's working today because my studio is being a little strange. But that's okay. We'll see what happens. If it doesn't, I'll redo it. I cleared my schedule a bit this week so I could have time for stuff. Redoing the radio show wasn't really on my agenda. Okay. Something else that I noticed is because my last 2 months have been so hectic, I got some irritating health issues happening. Nothing serious, nothing major, just annoying. And so I decided last week to clear my schedule, and I did it. To clear everything I could. And then, so Monday, I just took care of stuff, and I got part of a huge project done that I've been working on. And I have to tell you, my annoying little health issues are going away quickly. We know it's all connected, but sometimes we have to take some moments and remind ourselves and slow ourselves down and focus on us. The Oracle card on the page today is about self-care. Huge, right? Self-care is huge. And that's what I'm doing this week, just because I felt like that's what I needed to do energetically, just to catch up and take the pressure off of myself, because I have new products for my store that I haven't put on my website. I have a giveaway I want to do with my store page, Cowgirl Gifts. I haven't had time to set it up so that I'm prepared for it. It's been hectic, and I need to simplify and slow down, so that's what I've done. And it's working. I'm enjoying. Yesterday was another hectic day, but now today I can focus on paperwork. And I guess with the fog, it'll make sure I stay home, won't it? Okay. Nice breath in. Dun, dun, dun. If the show intro starts playing randomly again, I don't know. I guess we'll just laugh. Just laugh. So, if you, like me, are feeling the energy overload, I just wrote a blog post about it, and I gave you some tools and tips on there. I will post it to my fan page, Psychic Cowgirl, if you're not a recipient of my newsletter, and you can explore it from there. Energy resets are number one. I don't even know if I put that as number one on my list because, yeah, it's been hectic. Because interestingly enough, when I went to research my minor health issue, I was unpleasantly surprised at how much it affects my mental state. You know, not able to concentrate, brain fog, poor memory, that I've been annoying myself with lately. And so just taking the time to research it a little made me feel way better, because then I could connect the dots, so to speak, and then I knew what to do moving forward, and it's already fixing itself, and I'm happy. We can get so distracted and caught up with our world that we just think, oh, this is the way I am right now. I'm so forgetful. I don't know. It's just how it's going to be, I guess. It's not. Go check. Head to your doctor. Ask questions. Find out. I guess it wasn't that unpleasant of a surprise, because at least I could know what was going on with me. We're complicated. We are. Apparently so is my radio show. I know. Oh, man. I'm also transitioning a few other things in my life. And so I am juggling and balancing and figuring out, I guess, a strategy and what I'm going to focus on for 2017. You know, I'm wrapping up 2016 like we all are. And my world's going to be different in 2017. Some of it my choice, some of it not in my control, but it's okay. It's okay. it's going to be a bit of a roller coaster transitioning there, and I don't even know for sure what everything looks like, but I'm getting the nudges, and I'm doing it, and we'll see how it all plays out. Another one of the reasons that I was really delighted when I was guided to do the Mythic Magical Path, Mystical Magic Path series with you all, the 14 of them, and each one builds on the other, and it connects to your subconscious, these meditations, and then it will connect you to the mysterious unseen forces that will support your effort, build hidden harmony. Randomly play my intro. Yeah. And, you know, unexpected good will happen with this. And that's the part that makes me the happiest. Our world's topsy-turvy, right? Topsy-turvy. And so the more we get to know ourselves, the more we get to just kind of slow a bit down and regain some ownership of ourselves. And that's one of the things that this Mystical Magical Path series will do. It will help you regain ownership of yourself. When I took this part, was taking the classes to be the master therapeutic imagery facilitator, I have to tell you, this stuff enchanted me the most. I like when we can connect to the unseen forces of the universe because it feels like an ally in all ways because we're only connecting to the positive, right? We're not trying to connect to anything that freaks us out or, you know, it's just not how we roll or who we are. So I'm going to give you, I didn't do this last time. I didn't give you much information on the Mythic Path journey. I just sort of threw it out there and started doing it. So I'm going to give you a little bit of tidbits because it seriously fits what's going on in our world right now. This is going to be a powerful tool if you do all 14, but don't feel obligated. Do 1, 2, 3, however many you feel. Save the rest up if you want. Your choice. All of this is always your choice. If one jumps out at you that you feel good about, I mean, I honestly don't have any set expectations for you. You do what feels right. Of course, it's going to be the most effective if you journey with me, each one. Build on the other. If you miss a week, it's okay. Go back. There's not any right or wrong. Just like when we do the chakra cleanse. I am going to throw the chakra cleanse in now and again just to help us out. Now, next week, I won't be doing a live show Wednesday morning because I have a commitment, but I will be pre-recording, and I'll either do it the day before, and then I'll just post the link for you. I'll figure something out, though, so that we don't miss a week, just because this is going to be so much fun. I mean, if you're feeling stuck, if you're feeling like your goals are on hold and you don't know how to journey forward with them, this Mystical Magical Path series will be for you. It's about experiencing something transformational. It's a mystical dimension. A higher vision of deep significance will take place. The subconscious seems to understand these images in ways the conscious mind does not. Don't try to analyze it. Just go with it. It's a subtle power. New positives come into the subconscious with the feeling of connection to something greater. And in that way, that's where you guys get to take ownership of your life. It's a powerful sequence of journeys to strengthen you to live life. Each journey builds upon the previous journey. Journeys can also be used separately for specific building, and we'll touch a bit on that as we go along. So last week we did the Realm of the Meadow, and this week we're going to do the Wizard in the Cave journey. Doesn't that sound fun? The Wizard in the Cave. Nice. Okay, I'm just setting up everything so that I'm ready to go when it's time to do that part. I want to just give you all some heads up, I guess, because this is a time of transformation for everybody. And so what I would like for you to keep in mind is to be less reactive and more compassionate. Again, we're all in this together, and when somebody annoys you, when somebody upsets you and it feels deliberate, you can take it that way, absolutely. I'm not saying to dismiss what's going on. What I am saying is to decide whether engaging in a discussion about it or complaining about it is actually worth your energy right now. Because the answer sometimes, or all the time right now, is going to be no. That you just say, okay, that was an interesting experience. I will file it away for future reference. I will change the way I interact with that person. But I'm not going to go and start a fight. So this last week, I was dealing with an issue in a group type deal. And one of the players in this scenario is known for creating havoc and drama. It's just one of their ways to communicate with the world. Bit dramatic, a lot of tension seeking, kind of very concerned about financial situations and how they can benefit from it. I mean, this person's reputation definitely preceded them. And then we ended up in this situation where we decided to be adults and sit down and have a discussion about it. And I have to say, I was more than pleasantly surprised at how it went. It wasn't reactive. It wasn't dramatic. It was a very pleasant and, I thought, informative discussion. I mean, I don't know. My takeaway from it might be different than that person's, but they didn't freak out. They didn't scream. And, I mean, they've been known to do such things. They had an agenda, which was completely personal and didn't really benefit the whole group. And that was gently dissuaded because they've opted out of this group. And so they really, us taking the time to explain things, wasn't really mandatory on our part. We did it because we like the person and we wanted to keep the energy lines clear. Now, having said that, I have not spoken with that person since, so I don't know if their feelings on it are the same as mine, but I liked that it wasn't an ugly scene, and I call that a win. Do I want to keep continuing the conversation and going around in circles over and over and over? No. Will I continue to be polite and respectful to this person when I see them, even if I disagree with their take on things and their agenda? Yes. Because to me personally, energetically, it's not worth it to give it more energy than it requires. Because it's draining. We're finding ourselves in some really interesting situations to add to our experiences and to give us new outlooks, new perspectives, also to give us choices on how to react to things. And sometimes we react in ways we wish we didn't, but then we get to learn from it. Sometimes we react in ways that we think, oh, I'm quite happy with the way that went. And even if the other person isn't, we really have no control over that. You can't, especially these last few months, I mean, let's use the U.S. election. I don't even want to go there, really. But as an example, people have their opinions. And as much as you would like to sway them over to agree with yours, it's a waste of energy. And it's a waste of your time. So you can keep building on that unruly energy by trying, or you can decide if it's time to just simply disengage and go about other stuff. Every once in a while, you can gently, you know, put your opinion out there. But if it's continually causing fights, if it makes you happy, that's completely different. Some people thrive on the chaos. They thrive on the drama. The person I was just speaking about that I was dealing with, their actions definitely say they thrive on creating drama. For some people, it's like an energetic nourishment. It makes them feel alive. It makes them feel part of the world. Do we wish they would focus their energy and attention on other things? Sure. Can we force them to? No. It's up to us whether to engage or disengage. Because some people like the energy that creates. They do. If they're not in a fight, let's call it, with somebody about something, they're bored. Could they use their energy differently? Yes, but that's none of my business, is it? They might think I'm incredibly boring because I don't like to fight. I don't like to be in the chaos. And that's okay, I don't mind, right? It's none of their business why I do what I do, just like it's really none of my business why they do what they do, unless it's directly affecting me in a negative way. And be careful with that, because we can make it affect us in a negative way when we don't really have to. I have to watch that. I don't like unfairness. And I don't like when people behave in ways that is just unhealthy, especially in a group setting, and they could do things differently and create so much more positive results. But I have to also remember how often it's seriously none of my business. I'm not here to save everybody I come across. And who am I to save them anyway? But I have that rescuer energy, and I have to be aware of it. I do. I have to be careful that I don't get caught up in these situations and get myself into trouble or into, like, scenarios where I'm like, ah, why did I do this? So just, you know, be aware of that. Be aware of where you're putting your energy. Be aware of how much you could simply disengage from and let go. It's like decluttering your house. How much stuff do you have that you could get rid of and create space for fresh energy? Same within your world, dealing with projects, people, situation. How much clutter can you clear? I've done a lot of that. I have opted out, dibs out, of projects and volunteering this school year because I needed to make space for other things, and I'm still behind. I still need some catch-up days. But if I was heavily, some of it I was still heavily involved in a few things, but I had to really sit down with myself and decide what I want my year to look like, feel like, what to happen, and how I was going to make that work for me. I mean, I still feel like I'm letting some people down, and, you know, maybe I could help here and there, because that is my pattern. And I had to say no. I had these whole conversations with myself, you know. I'll go walk around the pasture, check the cows, ride a horse, and just sort out all these energies and untangle all the threads. But I need to disengage. I have to disengage completely and then re-add slowly. Otherwise, I don't do it gracefully. Even then, I don't do it that gracefully. But I'm trying. I'm trying to be a better me. Isn't that what we're all trying to do? Understand ourselves, be a better us, see how that goes. Yeah, I don't know. It's an interesting time to be alive, that's for sure. That is for sure. Okay. So now that it's November has started, I know it's going to be a little bit intense energetically until after the U.S. election, and then we'll see where it goes. We don't know. I have no prediction on how this is going to turn out. I seriously don't know. It's too cluttery and unclear for me. Like, I don't see many positives in all the information being thrown around, and so I've disengaged completely. I've kind of blocked all of that because it feels like a hot mess. Feels like a hot mess. You know, come back to the fog and trying to, you know, so in my nighttime dreams of being in my vehicle driving through the fog and I can't see except for a little ways ahead. So your vehicle represents your journey in your dream time. And so when this happens, it's a sign for me that I cannot see what's coming, probably because it's none of my business. I also cannot see tragedy or darkness. I have trouble putting this into words, but I only see the things that I can help to change. Does that make sense? So if we're doing a session, I give you a caution about driving, it's because I'm supposed to and I can help change it. If I don't see anything about it and you leave my house and you get into a car accident a week later, I couldn't see that. I always try to mention this in sessions because a long time ago I had a friend whose son got into a car accident and she freaked out on me. Why didn't you see that coming and warn me and tell me? Why don't you stop it? I'm like, I don't see those things. That's none of my business. There's a purpose and a reason why it happened, and it's not up to me to be in charge of that or to change it. And so with all this swirly energy, and, you know, again, Alberta's in a huge economic downturn. We just had more bad news for the ranching and farming communities. I can't see any of that coming because I can't change it, and it would really mess with my mental health if I knew about it. Does that make sense to you? You know when someone tells you a really disturbing secret and tells you not to tell anybody and you have to keep this information to yourself, doesn't that mess with you? And you just, how often do you just have to? You just have to tell somebody else just to get rid of all that collective ugh energy. It's similar to that. I can't handle it. So I don't see, feel, hear it. I can't see it coming. And I am grateful for that. At the same time, it's a little bit weird Not every psychic is the same. Our talents don't all work the same way. But that's something that happens for me, and I just have to live with it, deal with it. If someone freaks out on me about that, I'm like, sorry. It is what it is. I mean, for my own self, I've gone through some really heavy learning experiences that I didn't see coming. I was nudged and urged to go do it. Why was I nudged and urged to go do it? Because I needed that learning experience. It made me a better person after. Going through it at the time sucked, though. But we're not here. Again, we say this all the time on the show. We're not here for sunshine, lollipops, and rainbows. We're here to learn. We're here to figure it all out. We got this. We do. We do. And so one of the ways, I mean, I've had some very unfortunate experiences in my life that would dull my sparkle if I let it. I also chose not to let it. When I was really little, I said, no, I'm not going to let this ruin my life. And whether I did it consciously or subconsciously, I don't know. But it worked. And so I've always had a faith in forces unseen that had my back. I've always believed in something greater than us, an energy, whether you call it God, Jesus, the universe, Great Spirit, whatever word you want to give it, I've always known it was there. Because I knew things that I couldn't possibly know. And so I've always been connected to that part of our world. And so that is what has helped me keep my sparkle even during tragic times. Another big energy that's happening right now for tons of people is closure. Closure on maybe events that happened to you that you never made peace with. Maybe things are bubbling to the surface that is forcing you to take a look at it with a fresh perspective or get some help so you can let it go. We are in a path of endings, and I mean energetic endings, like having this pattern of not wanting to disappoint people and saying yes when I should say no. I mean, I feel I'm really good at that, but then I will look at my situations and realize that I totally suck at it, but it's a work in progress. One of my patterns from things that happened to me as a child is that everything is my fault. I'm not going to go into details on that because I'm really not ready, because I'm still working it out. But that when bad things happened to me, somehow it was my fault. You know, one of the key signs that you're being manipulated is that people tell you, you made me do it. Oh, it's your fault I did that. It's not my fault that I did that to you. It's your fault. You were just, you know, too cute and I couldn't help myself, like the whole rape culture thing. I'm not even going to go there because that just makes me fiery. And so I'm working through that pattern right now and realizing all the ways it's affected me. Because a lot of times I'm like, hell no, it's not my fault. You're not putting that on me, and I can take a huge stand. But it's in the subtle ways that I wasn't ready to explore that it still happens to me, and I'm like, oh, because it's very complex. It's very nuanced. It's not a straight line. It's more like wavy, circling back around corners. And so when all of this is bubbling up and I'm, you know, doing my meditations and untangling all the threads and where it's coming from and when I get triggered by it, when I, you know, respond badly or when I respond well, that is what's going on in my world. Like, if you have a stuck pattern, and it's a lot of this is because I want to change some big things in my life. I want to change things in the way that I'm being in my world, because I have plans. I have big plans. And I have to change because I don't have time for my big plans yet until I reshuffle some things. And to do that, I want it to stick. Make sense? I don't want it to be a temporary change. And so if that's all coming up for you, you are going to truly enjoy this Mythic Path series. All right. So let's go to our meditation for the Mystical Magic Part 2. We are going to go visit the wizard in the cave and see what this wizard has to say to all of us. All right, here we go. I want you to have your feet flat on the floor and sitting or standing or laying, however you want to do it, in a comfortable place. Don't do these while driving. Just become aware of your breathing. Put attention there greatly to settle more comfortably into the support beneath. Take 3 big, deep breaths. As deeply as possible, beginning to release. And then letting go. These are the breaths that signal it's time to go within. Keep breathing. Let's do one more big deep breath. As the normal, natural breathing begins occurring, imagine a warm, gentle, balmy breeze as it wafting around head, neck, and shoulders. And with every breath, as the breeze continues to move gently around, there's a gently and easily releasing and a letting go feeling, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. Across the upper back and circling around through the chest, a warm and nurturing feeling as the breeze continues to comfort down both arms, hands, and fingers, releasing and letting go. And with every breath taken, perhaps there may begin to be some wondering, is it a breathing of the breeze, or is the breeze breathing me? With every breath, the breeze continues, circling around through the mid-back and around through the solar plexus. Every breath drifting deeper now. The gentle sensations of the warm, balmy breeze as it continues around through the lower back and circling around through the belly, releasing and letting go, becoming more and more comfortable with every breath. The breeze continues moving around thighs, knees, calves, and ankles, and around through feet, now and with every breath, becoming completely and thoroughly comfortable, calm, and at ease. Being at one with the breeze, and the breeze still gently easily moving all around and all through. So that at 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0, deeply, deeply relax. Deeply, deeply relax. The door of your imagination opens, walking through discovering the unknown. And that means a journey of positive wonder. Any or all of these senses heighten. You are on a trail through the woods. And the trail through the woods takes an unexpected turn. And there's a coming upon an unknown mountain. What does this mountain seem to be like? The way forward is up. How does it seem or feel to climb the mountain? What are you hearing? What are you feeling? What are you seeing? Climbing, eventually coming to a cave. When the wizard appears, he is welcoming. What's he like? Notice what you notice. Notice what you're feeling. Notice what you're hearing. Notice what you're seeing. What's your wizard like? All around, the wizard shows you his cave. What kinds of things catch your eye? What is there to like about your wizard? some point, he looks into your eyes and makes a decision. Then the wizard motions to follow his lead to a hidden chamber in the cave. Where there are three ancient trunks. What is it like in the hidden chamber? The wizard hands you a key for each trunk. Unlocking the trunks one after another. There could be more. Notice how it feels and what you see opening the trunks. Discovering what is found inside. What is one essential thing you have noticed about each trunk and its contents? Ask your wizard to explain further if you need some clarity. Before leaving, is there anything more that needs to be discussed with the wizard? Somehow, there's an understanding now that past, present, and future, the wizard is always ready to be of help to you. When the feeling is to leave, the wizard is glad for the visit. And with the important things the wizard has given you, it's time to be taking the path forward. So for now, let's recognize the good qualities of these images and the wonders of imagination and reinforce the positives from this journey. And as we say goodbye to the wizard for now, knowing he's always ready to be of help, we're going to reinforce all the positives from this journey today at zero, at one, with a deep cleansing breath in as we begin to come up and out of this journey. Two, three, four, five. Eyes open, wide awake. Say your name out loud. Eyes open, wide awake, and say your name out loud. Give yourself a nice breath in. What was your wizard like? This is one of my faves. It's always amazing to me what people find in their trunks. You can make notes about your experience. You could just write down a few key points just as a reminder in the future. But don't be surprised if you start dreaming about some things that you found in your trunks or about your wizard, because now that you know he's there to help, it's just going to create a beautiful ripple effect and you will feel supported. So thank you for listening. And we're going to continue on next week. It's going to be not a live one on the Wednesday morning show. I might just record it and then put it on, but we will not miss a week. So I'm wishing you a wonderful Wednesday and enjoy. I hope some really magical, positive things happen for you. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Psychic Cowgirl Radio with Shannon Lackman. Practical, insightful conversations to empower you on your personal journey. To connect with Shannon directly, visit psychiccowgirl.com. That's psychiccowgirl.com.